Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good evening to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio on the Wisdom Radio Network. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I am a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, and also a Reiki master and published author of The Wisdom of a Cowboy and the author of the CD, Letting Go, Money is My Friend, and soon to be the Expand CD. And I also want to welcome the SOP Radio Network. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio. Tonight, I'm going to talk about how we knew everything as a baby, but we have forgot it. And we really are too entrenched in what is going on in the world because we're afraid to understand we have challenges. But the negativity of the media is the duality in the light of your wisdom that you have inside yourself. But we're so off, we fear that inner wealth of wisdom we encompass. But here's the thing. When you start accepting the challenges in your life as wisdom, you really move forward. And it's about engaging in the uncomfortability. And it's being investing in your solar incognita. And that is the unknown in the whole solar system. Nobody can explain that to us. We have theories, we have things we think happen. But do they really happen? That is the thing we have to really, really, really open up to understand. That we really understand things, but we don't know anything because no shuts us down in the inner core. And when we're into the no, we're really focused on never moving forward in our life. And we really become afraid to engage in what we do and who we are. And there's questions you can ask yourself. What questions make you feel really, really uncomfortable when you're asking yourself? Them are the questions you really want to ask, because when you feel uncomfortable, you're expanding. And when you walk through the darkness into the light, because how's your darkest moment your lightest moment? That is something we have to do. And we also have this vertical timeline that nobody talks about. And if you look up, you can see it and you'll understand it because your inner self will feel it. Because we live on a horizontal, but we expand on that vertical timeline. It's the one that goes up. And once you start understanding the vertical timeline, you'll start feeling it in your chakras, because your chakras all run up and down from the root to the crown and to whatever's above there. But how do we get so engulfed in being the same? We can't, we're afraid to move forward. That is something to really, really expand in every way. When I say expand, I'm talking about going inside yourself and expanding the chest area. Because when you're free there, you're free in every part. And the mind follows the heart. It really, really does. And when you're open to understanding that, your life will always be better and moving forward. And something else I've really discovered is we're really caught up in right now staying the same. And because right now what's going on is, how is this economic it's an economic defibrillation, really, because we're just fluctuating back and forth. Greece is having financial problems, and this country's having. We've learned how to be in debt. Am I guilty? You bet. I learned how, and I can do it as good as anybody else. But I'm really understanding it's a set up system, because they're afraid to let us move forward. Because a wealthy economy and the wealthy people are harder to control. And it's also the greed at the top. And I read, and somebody told me today there's a company out there made $160 billion and didn't pay no taxes. Well, that is what it is. I mean, we ain't set up for the people. And to be successful as an entrepreneur, you have to invest and engage in people. And that is what's really, really about life, is really investing and engaging in people is where your life will move forward. And when you choose to do this, your life becomes a lot more open. But where are you afraid of yourself? And I know I say this a lot, but I'm really starting to understand where we really fall down is we don't not want to engage in our daily life. We want the daily life to be ho-hum and we can hide behind things. And then at night we want to go to a spiritual deal or a coaching thing and think, wow, a coaching thing, and we can move forward. And then we can go 8 hours to 10 hours just the way we've always been and then come home at night and do this other thing. And we can do something else rather than move our life forward. So how do you say it at night and practice it with the family and practice it with friends? Then the next day you got the same mindset and the same words going on. How do you do that? I mean, I know I'm guilty. I catch myself. But when you're aware of it, you really can expand through it. And one thing about it, nobody can be positive 100% of the time, because you gotta go through the doldrums of the letting go. And the letting go causes some angst on the inner side. And people say, oh, this is gonna happen instantly. It may have happened instantly for them, but it never has for me. There always is an expanding and a letting go, but it's a letting go that really opens me up. And when I'm willing to let go, I'm willing to expand and be in the forefront of life. And that is something everybody has to really, really open up to, is being in the forefront of their own life. And when you're in the forefront of your own life, you're in the forefront of your own intervention. And see, people don't want to hear that it's their challenges. And I really discovered something today. I work as a union electrician a lot of times, and I really discovered today we blame the contractor for a lot of things, and it's never the contractor. It's always our own people. Yeah, the contractor does things, but it's us not explaining our side and standing together that where we really fall down. And that's what this country is beginning to do, is stand together, but we got a long ways to go. But we also have the people to do this. And we can do this when we choose to be in the flow of the go and in the glow of the genius, loving life, opening out wisdom. We can really get into the flow and the go. But we want to glow on the inside. We want that genuine, lively, omnipotent wisdom from the inside to come out. And we gain that by everyday life, but we also gain it by listening. This country is so afraid to listen, it won't move forward. And, you know, we're so attached to the corporate fascism. We're in the fascism of fascism. That's how ingrained we are with the corporate fascism. Because the corporations run our lives. It isn't the government. The government's just part of it. We really are just puppets of our own life. We're the puppets of our own limitation, because we believe and hear what other people say rather than engage in what we do. So how are you afraid of yourself? But how are you afraid to step out into the solar incognita? And when you step into the terra incognita, That's the inner. That's the land you walk on in the inner. But the vertical is in the solar incognita. The vertical timeline is the solar incognita. That's where you go up through yourself and discover where you're going. But what in your inner self are you afraid to engage in? That's the question. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. If anybody calls in and wants to engage in conversation, I'd be happy. And I'm also on the SOP Radio Network. But it's about freeing that inner self. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching has done. And that's what I've done with myself, is really engage in the expanding of my own life. But here's the thing. When you start expanding, you also got to be willing to let go of certain things. And really, it's your attachment to what everybody else thinks you should be doing. And that, you know, is where life is at. And life is free when you choose to let go of things. But how are you so ingrained that you're a business person first rather than a spiritual being, a spiritual enterprising energy, having a spiritual enterprising day? So how does it feel to be a spiritual enterprising energy experiencing a spiritual opening, a spiritual awakening every day? You know, you can breathe, you can do all the techniques, and breathing deep opens you up, but it's being willing to let go and stop engaging in the depth of our limitations that society shows us we encompass. And that really happens a lot because people are afraid to say how they feel about themselves. And when you do this, life will expand to you in a lot of different ways. But what in life holds you back? Who in your life really, really engages you in your limitations? See, people open you up for you to engage in your own limitations. Nobody else can engage in your limitations but you. So who has you engaging in them because you're trying to make them feel good in the same way by cowering down? I shouldn't say cowering, by seeing what they say in yourself and yet right down in you believe them in what they say rather than open up to say something. But it's how do you engage in your limitations rather than engage the inner sage to expand your wisdom, to understand you canonize your ability by trusting yourself to move yourself forward? How does that all play out in your life? And how does that really move you forward? That is something that it is, but you're afraid to engage in something besides the limitations everybody tells you you encompass. What is it that you're encompassing and you're engaging in that really has you really unwilling to step forward and be that true person you can be? So what else is going on in your life? So when you choose to let go, but you choose to expand, how does it feel to understand that life is about you engaging in your animated astuteness within inside yourself? That will open you up to a new way of thinking. But life isn't about what is happening to other people. Life is about what you're happening inside you that you're expanding other people. And what is going on there that really makes you move forward and say and do what you desire. When you're really letting the media, your friends, your family, and everybody else tell you where to go, how to do it, and you really let your spouse tell you how to do it, how are you letting your life get away from you by letting other people telling you what to do? When you listen to yourself, nobody can tell you what to do because you're already doing it in the right way before anybody tells you. Because you already understand what's going on and how it's going and what's going to all happen there. But when you quit on yourself, you quit on the universe, but you really, really quit on all your dreams. How can you quit on your dreams when you don't know where you're going or what you're doing? That is something else people have to really open up to, is really engaging in the letting go of being caught up in the society way of living. How is society dictating your life? How are you trying to fit in and be somebody really special in society and you really demean yourself just so you can fit in? I've done that. I know I have. And how many do that? You know, when you really let go of that, you really expand, because when you're doing the way you want to go, people want to get involved. But however, if you're too different, such as Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, because I've learned how to write to touch the subconscious mind and really open it up to make you really do it. And that's what I really do with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I let you see the light of your own innovation. And that's what you really, really open up to. And I'm going to read you just something that was in today's vision, just so you understand what I'm talking about and how I do this. So you can go to St. Augustine or you can go places. Here's how it starts. I am privy to divvy out the cloud of my divine divinity that opens the way for my magical Maharashi to affluently galvanize the wise of my interstellar clairvoyance, sagaciously hallowing my innate intrepidness that initiates the date mating my emanated Tamarji, igniting the light of my neon geniusness, never ending, expanding omnipotent nuances, galaxyizing of my genuine phenomenon, profoundly astounding the atmosphere with my visionary valor that I express from my chillax cosmic commodore that opens the door to soar, understanding I am secure in the solar incognita, audaciously revolutionizing the igniting of my bright light of my luminary enlightenment, highlighting my newborn telepathy, releasing my emancipating perspicuity, initiating debonair nirvana, expanding my supersonic superstar avatar through my core spirituality, showcases my awesome intergalactic genius to unwind the infinite affinity of my undaunted neurolinguistic wisdom, invigorating natural determination, magnifying yeses. And see how that really, it sent the conscious mind on a journey, but yet you opened up to listen in a new way. And that's what you want to speak and write, is so you open up the chest area and the eyes. And that is something that I've really come to understand. When I really get the rhymes and get everything going, it really will open you up to really, really enjoy the enlightenment of your day. So, but how do you engage in fitting in at work and I've caught myself today doing this. You talk to people and you talk about it and you get into the conversation and you allow your conversation to lower down to theirs. I've done that today and I caught myself. See, when you're aware of this stuff, you really can move yourself forward, opening out new ways of doing this. And when you do this, you start saying, wow, that wasn't right. And I did it tonight coming out. Somebody, they got in my tool bucket today and they stole some tools. And a good friend of mine was going to say hi, and I said, somebody got into my tools. And rather than just saying hi, it's no big deal. It's just a tool. But I wanted to show my egotistical arrogance, and that's what I did. And I really played a little bit of my own victimizing story on myself. And you know what? It's still just a tool, and they make a new one. It's no big deal. And that's the thing. I dramatized it so I would look good in my egotistical eye. And that's what we do. We try to look good. See, the word try, we try to look good instead of understanding I shine in the prime time when I don't dramatize, when I let go of dramatizing my life. It's letting go of the dramatizing of ourselves. You know, when you say, oh my God, I got this, and oh my God, I got that. See how that really engages the drama in your life? So what is the drama that you're really engaged in your own life? See, life isn't about what you can't engage in. The only thing you can't engage in is what you tell yourself you can't engage in. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching at www.cowboy-wisdom.com. And when you engage in my hypnotherapy, you're going to get expanded because I'm going to give you, open you up to understand you're the one that encompassed everything and really held you back. And, you know, the spiritual world and the coaching world teach a lot of drama. They really, really do. They really engage you in your drama. And I also want to take time now to talk about Be First Inc. And you can get in the Be First Inc.'s website is www.befirstinc.com. I want to talk also give announcement to Precious Gems Publishing. It's preciousgemspublishing.com. Be Wisdom Publishing is be-wisdom.com. And together, we're opening the world and giving people a way to publish books in a very prosperous way. And with Be First Inc., we're opening up the market. If you choose to publish with Be Wisdom or Precious Gems Publishing, you're getting, your book will go out in front of 17 million people instantly. And Tom is, with Be First Inc. at BeFirstInc.com, he expands your brand to energize your prospering eyes to open out a brand new cascading cash flow, because Tom's going to introduce your stuff to 17 million people. And just think, what would 17 million people do for your business? And just think if it multiplies off of that. So it could very easily touch 20, 25, 30, 40, 50 million people. But it's about you opening your prospering eyes to see your business in a money-making way. And that's something else I really got in tune with today is the poverty consciousness of this world and of the United States. We're very, very poverty consciousness. We think if we cut and we take away and we keep taking away, things will open up. But that's not true. When you keep taking away, you keep going further down. And that's what this does. And when you quit letting this happen, you're going to open up something new. And, you know, it's like my Expand CD, or my Letty, not my, but my Sunrise CD. Shelly, who's designing that, is doing a fantastic job. But she's trying to guess because I didn't explain myself. So how do you not explain yourself and think people should understand it? I've done that. Well, I knew it in my in my forefront of my mind, but I didn't explain it. Being unwilling to explain things is actually a fear that people might understand everything you do. So when you can explain things and make it crystal clear, you're really putting your vibrations and your forefront into the world. And I want to thank everybody on SOP Radio Network, and thank you for listening. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410, and my email is cowboywisdomnlp@gmail.com. And what we're going to talk about in the last few minutes here is life. That's love, innovation, freedom, expanding everything. But what are you afraid to engage that will expand you? See, at work we have some things going on and whatever goes around. And in your everyday life you meet things that you're really afraid to endear and engage in that will really expand who you are. Never, ever allow yourself to be afraid to engage somebody. Not physically, not angrily, but engage them in conversation. When you engage in conversation, you're expanding who you are. And there's some... And I'm really choosing now not to say anything bad, and I got to bless the people in my life that I've had challenges with, because when you bless them, you actually let them go, because you're blessing yourself for being having the courage to bless them. And there's people out there that's done some terrible, terrible things, and they blame themselves for what somebody else did. And, you know, that's a lot of what's going on, is a lot of people blame themselves for what's going on. But you know, it's buying into the other person's story is how you blame yourself. That's what blame really is you're buying into what you've been told by everything else. And when you can choose to quit that, you can really open up to expand your life in every way. So what in your life do you buy into what people tell you because you're afraid that if you don't, people won't believe you and won't do everything the way you think it should be done? You know, life isn't going to give us anything, but it will allow us the opportunity to do everything, because it's the inner self that's where this and that. And a lot of people talk spiritually, but you can tell they haven't taken the inner journey, because they're afraid of what they're going to find on the inside. But what's on the inside is you're seeing in the outside. So what is on the outside that isn't on the inside? And when you figure that, understand that, you're going to let go of some stuff to really, really expand your life. But we engage in negativity thinking we're positive. How do you do that? Because we listen to the news, and then we listen to this, and we think everything is great. But that's not true. What we really are engaging in is staying the same and fitting into society. When you're engaging in gossip, you're really trying to fit in to what other people say and do. And you're not really opening out yourself. And that is very, very life expanding. When you quit engaging in what other people are doing and really expand everything you have, life will become easier and more prosperous, because you're opening your prosperous eyes. And that's what life is. The enterprising wise opens the prospering eyes to see the world as opportunity, and to understand chance is And anyway, I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching at www.cowboy-wisdom.com. And we'll be here next week, Monday through Friday. And anyway, everybody have a good night, and thank you for being here.